If you go forward for several months, these patients are typically on tapering doses of prednisone or prednisolone over 12, 16 weeks or so, and then the drug can be tapered down, if not off. In contrast, if you have somebody who's been given cyclophosphamide, you have to repeat the dose of cyclophosphamide if it's given by vein in about a month or perhaps less, and then perhaps again at month three. The rituximab treatment, you hope, has an effect that doesn't require another round of Rituxan within those first 4 to 6 months.
That's correct. The big question right now is, what is the frequency of dosing of rituximab in the more long-term or maintenance phase of treatment of the disease? Again, in the last couple of years, we are learning to see if we can use rituximab for maintenance treatment of vasculitis. And there are a couple of protocols that are being investigated. One of them that has been studied in a large study in France has used a dose every 6 months. There is an ongoing trial across all continents where they're recommending a dose every 4 months or studying a dose every 4 months. But your point is very well taken. Classically, the course of cyclophosphamide required treatment for anywhere 3 to 6 months, whereas with rituximab, ideally we can just do the induction dose. And that dose appears to inhibit or deplete the target lymphocytes for anywhere from 6 to 12 months.
The way of determining then if rituximab has worked, at least working with respect to getting rid of circulating B lymphocytes, or what are called CD19 or CD20 lymphocytes, is a blood test, right?
It is a blood test. What that blood test tells us is that the target lymphocytes have been depleted by rituximab. There is a very tiny minority of patients who just don't deplete in response to the medication. And one of the research questions that are ongoing now clinically is whether we can use that blood test to determine when we should redose rituximab in the future for maintenance therapy. That question is not fully answered yet.
All B lymphocytes are not the same. There are some B lymphocytes that are destined to become antibody-producing plasmablasts and plasma cells. Others are regulatory B cells, B lymphocytes that you would like to have control the immune response. Rituximab gets rid of all kinds of B cells. You'd really like the B regulatory cells if you could measure them to return and repopulate, and the potentially harmful B lymphocytes stay away.
And that is also a question that we have addressed in a small, relatively small number of patients, but are looking forward to investigating more formally whether there are certain B cell phenotypes or types of B cells that can help us anticipate which patients are more likely to have a relapse and need further immunosuppressive therapy, and differentiate these patients from patients who are less likely to relapse and maybe perhaps be able to be followed expectantly without continued long-term immunosuppression.